Well, there you have it, Slim's deluxe nap-taking song. And I must admit that it wasn't as bad as some of the other duds he'd inflicted on us. Actually, it was pretty good. I mean, it had a melody, and it even rhymed in spots. So maybe he was getting better with practice. But I would be less than honest if I didn't point out a pretty serious mistake in the chorus. Out in the middle of the hayfield, Slim didn't have a cottonwood limb to make shade. Would you like to guess where he found his shade? He crawled under the truck. There he made a pillow of his hay shaps and uttered a growl of contentment. Dogs, if somebody comes along and tries to steal my truck, give me a bark. Otherwise, keep your trap shut, and I'll see you in about half an hour. Steal his truck? Who would... Okay, it was a joke. There wasn't a thief in the whole state of Texas who would have bothered to steal such a heap of junk, so we sure didn't have to worry about that. And as for me keeping my trap shut, fine. What did he think I was gonna do? Run around and waste a bunch of good barking in the heat of the day while he sawed logs under the truck? Forget that, Charlie. He wasn't the only employee of the ranch who deserved a nap. There was someone called me, and I already had my eye on a piece of shade under the... Not under here, bozo. A nice piece of shade on the north side of the truck, shall we say. I did my three turns around the bed and collapsed. It didn't bother me one bit that Slim had hogged the best shade under the truck. Okay, it kind of hurt my feelings. And my name wasn't Bozo. Who is Bozo, anyway? Slim called me that all the time, and I had a feeling that there was some kind of joke behind it, but I didn't know the whole story. I made a mental note to ask around and find out who this Bozo, Wozo, Flibbering, Flozo, Meek, Wonk, Whippersnapper, Wickerbill, Mud Pie, Pigpen, Hunkley, Snark, Sniff, Beulah, Riding in a Cricket Wicket, Red Balloon, Wheedle, Wheelbarrow. You think I wasn't worn out? Exhausted? Hey, all that work on Mouse Patrol had pretty much drained my tank. And once I hit that piece of shady ground, fellers, my lights went out. Exhaustion overwhelmed me, and I tumbled down the deep hole of sleep. It was delicious sleep. Wonderful sleep. The kind of sleep that ravels up the knitted sleeve of something. It was great sleep. The kind of healing sleep that every head of ranch security longs for and Hank deserves. Hank! Huh? I heard a voice. A voice from outside the deep well of sleep. A voice that seemed to be calling someone's name. Hank, you better wake up! Hank? Who was Hank?